It's time for swap meet. Oh yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure, like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Oh, it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for Swap Meet with Justin Kaufman
and Greg Flam.
Here we are.
That's right. It's time for the Swap Meet here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman, Greg Flam, at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter. This is the segment where we have a lot of fun, where you have collectibles, memorabilia, junk. You tell us what you have, and Greg tells you what it's worth. And what do you want to brag about? That's my favorite part of the swap meet. And we didn't really talk about this, but I do have them here. I want to add an extra wrinkle. We talked about this last week, Greg. That I will give you a Lou Malnati's pizza listener, 312-981-7200. I have a pizza to give away. We shorthanded somebody on the worst earlier in the week. So we're all good. And I have a pizza for the best brag.
Nice.
So you call in or text in tonight, and if I like the cut of your jib, or if I like what you're trying to brag about. Now, you have to know what I like. I enjoy the Chicago memorabilia. I like the stuff where you're like, I've got Mayor Daley's fingernail. What? That's crazy. That kind of stuff. So that's what we're talking about. Not necessarily mean anything in terms of money, but if it's something you want to brag about at the end of the hour, I'm going to give away a pizza to somebody. 312-981-7200. How are you, Greg?
I'm doing great.
Yeah? How was the week?
It was pretty good. It's short, you know, but the sales are coming up tomorrow. A bunch of them starting.
I've got a wooden Rastafarian that I picked up on the beach of Negril. Is that worth anything?
You know, I was researching rum bottles because the empty rum bottles can sell for $30, $40. And they could be empty. So I was going to say, I was looking up stuff like in Jamaica.
I'm not sure that they would let me take that back on the plane, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah,
there was a lot of tchotchkes on the beach.
Yeah, oh, I'm
a
sure.
lot of stuff. I'm like, what do Greg thinks this is worth?
The airport, yeah.
312-981-7200. All right, so you bring stuff in each night for us. What do we got tonight?
Well, tonight the big item is the Carlton Fisk, like, more than life-size poster, I think.
Wow, first of all, wow.
Yeah.
Look at how big this thing is.
Probably the largest poster I own.
It is a 6 foot, it's his height, so he's 6'4", 6'3".
Yeah, it's life-size, yeah.
It's life-size, it's Kellogg's Frosted Flakes,
mm-hmm.
and it's essentially a ruler to
yeah, like to measure.
To measure your height. And my favorite part is it's pudged in a brand new White Sox uniform.
72, yeah.
You would think that if I'm trying to place when he played for the Sox, but he definitely was on the team with the red, white, and blue uniforms.
Yep.
And then the next one, this is the classic, what they have now, the black and the 1993, and it was the end of Carlton Fisk's career.
Mm-hmm.
But it is not the best fit on him. There's a lot of baggage
there is.
In different spots in those pants.
Yep.
It just doesn't look like if you get a poster today of an athlete, you know, they put a little lotion on, they make it shiny.
Yeah,
maybe a little touch up, a little Photoshop. Not here.
Yeah, the top looks a little shorter than it should be, like the shirt or jersey.
I love it.
But no, it's awesome. It's wild. When I saw it, I couldn't resist getting it, but I was really surprised like how low value it was. It was like a $12 poster online. And there weren't that many either, but that's kind of what they're going for. And, you know, it is what it is. Now, what I'm trying to find out or figure out is, was it a promo from, you know, Kaminsky or U.S. Cellular, or was it through Frosted Flakes, like he mailed in for it? You know, that's what I'm trying to
I don't know.
Decipher. But
it is huge.
That is
a huge guy. Pudge is a huge guy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
All right. What else you got?
Then just a couple other items. People collect license plates. So I found these 1965 Colorado plates in like mint condition.
Wow.
And they're not like reproduction. So there's and these are, you know, this will go for about 40 to 70 if you have a matching set, which this is. But people do all kinds. I mean, some people just collect the plates, but other people's cut out the letters, the numbers, and they mix and match and do stuff.
My dad was in the license plates at one point. There were license plates all over the garage. Like, okay, enough of the license plates.
Yeah, and it's no longer just collect a plate. It's all this repro stuff or repurpose. And then your run-of-the-mill, you know.
AM robot.
Yeah, IR12 And the odd thing is that they named, you know, not that it's odd, but it's most robots back in 1977, they were calling them male names. This one's got a female name, so that's cool.
Oh,
progressive thinking there.
Progressive.
But anyway, Star Command.
Robot thinking.
Yeah, so it's Star Command, and this is about $25, but I got it $4.
It looks so 80s.
Yeah,
It looks like what you know. There's something great about what we thought robots were going to look like back in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just look at all these toys, like, this is the future.
Yeah, even R2-D2 was kind of still that mold.
This reminds me of the movie Short Circuit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, so.
All right, 312-981-7200. We got some stuff coming in already, and we're going to get to it in just a second. Joe, stay on the line, and also the text coming through. 312-981-7200. And if you got the best brag, you're going to get a pizza tonight.
Uh-oh.
That's the ad to this week's Swap Meet. Stay with us. It's the Download 720 WGN, and we're playing Swap Meet tonight. Greg Flamm is here at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter. What do you want to brag about tonight? What memorabilia, collectibles you have? You want to see what they're worth? Greg can tell you. Let's start with Joe. Joe's on the line. Joe, what do you want to brag about?
Hey, it's Pan Cave Joe.
All right.
Let me tell you, I've missed you guys. What's it been, 4 or 5 weeks?
Oh, wow. Well,
you're a Wednesday listener,
you're a Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
We've been killing it on Thursdays.
Right.
Oh, so welcome back.
Yep, thanks.
Okay. I hope you can dig something up on this one. This is back in the day when men used to wear tie tacks.
Okay.
I've got the original silver tie tack that's about 2 inches long, and it's like a submarine, which was given out to anybody that was on the initial cruise tryout, if you will, for the first American submarine that was atomic, the Nautilus.
Wow.
I'm just wondering if you can dig something up
on
that.
So it's a tie tack from someone who wore the tie tack on
my dad.
Your dad. Oh, fantastic.
Oh, yeah. He was a chief hydraulic engineer.
Really? For the first American submarine?
The Nautilus, yeah.
Wow.
Out of Norfolk, Newport News, Virginia.
Wow. That's amazing.
I think it was in 1953, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
I just recently gave it to my son, and I said, son, take care of this. This is going to go down in non-infamy. It's a real collectible.
And oddly, it's one of those things, again, we're going to scratch our heads over. There's a couple available between $15 and $32. You can get them. Yeah.
You're kidding me.
I'm not. I'm sorry to report that, but yeah.
Are these the silver?
Yeah, they're silver. I don't know what other information I can give you.
I wish this was like a game show where I could veto and hit a button and be like, no, Justin says, no, it's worth $500.
Yeah,
that's not how it works.
They do give a brand. It's Hickok, I guess, General Dynamics.
That's it.
Yeah.
Builders.
Yeah, you can buy one right now for $29. You can get
Are they plentiful?
No, there's a handful, not many, though. I'm only seeing two right now available, but there were about three that sold recently.
I'm sorry to
hear
that. Joe, good to hear from you, buddy.
That's a good one, though.
Yeah.
All righty.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Well, let's keep going here. Let's go to the text. We've got a 708 says a 1954 Seberg W jukebox in good working condition. It's like the Happy Days jukebox.
Right.
Yeah.
That one recently sold for $1,000. I've heard them go for a little bit more than that if they're in great working condition, though. So depending on, they say it's in working condition, so maybe $1,400. You know, but people are selling the parts as well. So if it's broken, just part it out. And
everybody loves the Happy Days jukebox.
Yeah.
I'm a bigger fan of the dive bar jukebox. That's almost you look down at a glass table and that kind of thing, where you look in and maybe it's an 80s. Maybe they got a Hall & Oates and a Boys to Men.
Yeah,
you know, you get a one or a two on that thing.
CDs, yeah,
like in Johnny's Lounge on Lincoln Avenue back in the day.
Yeah, well.
Then you hit it and it doesn't work.
Right.
Dad's one of ours. One,
yeah. Where's Fonzie when you need him?
Yeah, right. All right. 815 says, I got an autographed Tom Brady rookie card. Wow, and it's in a picture, too.
All right.
Tom Brady, it's a victory.
Okay,
here we got victory rookie 2000, Tom Brady, who is at practice.
Okay.
Kind of jogging in sweats.
All right.
And classic 2000 Paris gray sweats. Not one of these cool sweats that you can maybe wear to a River North bar. You know, you know what I'm talking about?
Right.
The kind that gets bouncers in trouble. I'm like, you can't wear those in here. I'm like, dude, I paid $250 for these. Not those. These are classic gray George Costanza type. sweats.
Without the signature, it's about a $75 card.
Wow.
Without
okay.
the signature. In obviously great condition.
Yeah.
Signed, two recently sold that were signed, but I can't give you the exact amount because when it's best offer, they don't put that amount.
But it's going to be more than 75.
But they were asking 10,000. They took a best offer.
What?
The other one was 1,000 or best offer. So my guess is it was
$10,000 for a Tom Brady card.
Signed, yeah.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, I could show two of them here.
Wow, man, I just don't understand how this works. I don't know what it is. I would just think that Tom Brady would fall victim to the same thing as Ron Santo, where there's a million Tom Brady signing. Things out there.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the rumor on how much
football,
he signs.
A football card. Who gives?
Yeah, it's that victory one, yeah. Mm. Orange shirt, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Orange shirt and the sweats. You see the sweats there?
Yeah.
Those gray sweats? Classics, right?
Yep. Nice.
All right. We've got a hand-blown glass cane. It's from 630. Glass cane from the 1904 World's Fair in St. Louis.
That I need to look up.
What is that? A hand-blown glass cane.
Yeah.
Like a cane you would walk with?
I'm assuming, yeah.
Why would you want a glass cane to walk with? Wouldn't you think that breaks, man? You just not only would you lose your balance, but you cut your hand?
Yeah. Could hurt other people.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
I think maybe it's a flaw. Maybe it makes dangerous. It worth more.
Yeah, the laws were a little bit more liberal back then. 1904.
In 1907, they had the big recall of glass canes, right? Yep. All right, the 1904 World's Fair.
I can't find that. It, you know, it does sound like a pretty rare item. That's
cool.
Why I'm not finding it.
That's
so,
cool.
But yeah.
All right, ready to go?
Yep.
Let's keep going here. Tom, what do you want to brag about, Tom?
Yeah, I have a Beatles 1968, the White Album.
Yeah.
On a white disc, and I was just wondering, I've heard that there was only X amount made.
Okay.
And I was just wondering if that's true.
A disc? What do you mean, like CD?
Like color vinyl.
Album.
He's got it in the white vinyl.
You got white vinyl 1968.
Yeah, at the white
right.
album. Mm-hmm.
Let's
see what I can get
for
here.
I like that one a lot.
Yeah, I've seen those before, and I just can't remember what they were selling, so I'm getting a price for you.
It's got Back in the USSR on that one. Dear Prudence is going to show up there, right?
Let's see.
Revolution, yep. Revolution showing up on the White Album? Yeah.
Yep.
The song from the Nike commercial?
Not getting a white vinyl one, so.
That's kind of like a white rhino.
Right.
Same concept.
Yep.
All right, Tom, we'll look it up, man.
Yeah,
we'll see what we can do.
I'll have to keep working on that. I'll post it on Facebook.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
Okay, man.
All right, thanks.
Yeah. All right, white vinyl. I'm writing it down.
Yeah.
That's a lead. I like that. I like the style of that, right? I like where we're going with that.
Yep.
Marty, what do you want to brag about, Marty?
What?
Uh-oh.
What do you got?
Marty.
All right.
Marty.
It's me.
I didn't even know, but now I know. All right, good. Marty,
regular. Guys.
I love coming back to Wednesday nights. I don't know why we left. You're all here.
I'm here, and I'll be here listening again.
All right. What do you got? What do you want to brag about?
I won't waste your time. I have a Jody Davis, a wonderful catcher from the Cubs.
Jody Davis. What do you got?
A pin, you know, not a baby pin like a quarter.
Okay.
I have a regular Jody Davis, his picture, pin.
All right.
You know, like the people like to wear when they were wearing them on jackets then.
Well, how did you get that?
How did I get it? I wore it when I used to go to the Cubs games when I was like, you know, 15 years old. That's the only place my Greek father let me go anywhere.
So as a Sox fan, I'm happy to report you can get a Jody Davis button for $1.99.
$1.99?
Oh, really? Is that what it's worth?
But there are three different ones, but they're all under $10.
At least I got it in my collection.
Marty, don't listen to Greg on this
one.
I'm
biased.
Because you are the front runner
now.
You are the front runner for a free pizza. I'm going to send you. I can't do it yet until the end, but if someone could beat the Jody Davis pin.
Jody Davis.
You could beat the Jody Davis pin.
Put me on that list. Now, guys.
Marty, thanks for the call. Good to talk to you.
Hey, now, do you have my address and say I got your.
We'll call you back.
Okay, I'll be here. I'm up. Wide awake.
All right, thanks. That's awesome.
She's the best.
Yep. Marty rules Wednesdays.
Oh, she rules. I love coming back to Wednesdays. This is like a family.
Yep.
Gia Joe coming out of the woodwork. Yeah. Little Marty. I really don't go to Thursdays.
You know, you don't know what you have until it's
we
gone.
We have been doing Thursdays for 2 months, Greg.
Yep.
And it's good. The Thursday cruise grids is so amazing to think that Wednesday's got a different vibe.
Who was the woman with the ladder that had to go up and check?
I feel like that was Marty.
You think so? I was going to say that's the only thing that can beat a Joey Davis pin, I think, at this point.
Marty's killing it, man. Marty, yeah. Like I said, if you really want that pizza, you gotta come.
Yep.
Yeah.
You gotta bring it.
Yeah. 312-981-7200. We'll get to the second half of the swap meet coming up here. We got some great stuff that's coming in here. But if you can beat a Joey Davis pin, and if you can beat Marty, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Stay with us.
It's time for swap meet. Oh, yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure. Like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Oh, it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for swap meet. With Justin Kaufman.
And Greg Flam.
Here we are.
That's right. It's part two tonight of the Swap Meet. 312-981-7200. Back on Wednesdays with the crew.
They're coming out.
They are. Great to hear from Joe and Marty in the first half there. 312-981-7200. What do you want to brag about? What collectibles or memorabilia do you want appraised by our man at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter? Greg Flam is here, but also, if it's a good brag, if you can beat Marty's brag, which was a Joey Davis pin, which, again, I want to make sure it's not a correlation. It's not how much it's worth, because as you said, the pin was worth $1.99.
Right.
But Marty saying that's the only place that her Greek dad would let her go, Wrigley Field, and she went, put the Joey Davis pin on her jean jacket, rolled in. That's some good stuff. That's anyway, the winner tonight with the best brag gets a Lou Malnati's pizza. How about that? Let's keep going. Second half starts with Scott. Scott, what do you want to brag about, bud?
I have a unique William the Refrigerator Perry refrigerator magnet that he actually signed while he was the paid spokesperson for a company called Big Ass Fans. So it's got his face on it. I've got his signature right on it.
Wow.
And where do you keep it? Do you have it like
It's on the refrigerator.
Ah, no, it's not. Come on.
It's not sealed up in a box.
You just put it there and it just are people surprised? They come over and they're like, you're like, help yourself to the fridge. The first thing I'd be like, where did you get this?
And then I have a story to tell.
All right, you're ready.
It was at a trade show downtown in Chicago.
There you go.
Well, the magnet itself, a Refrigerator Perry magnet, goes for about $10.
You have to say it the right way. A Refrigerator Perry refrigerator magnet.
Right. Okay.
How much? $10?
$10. Okay. Signed is a different deal. I'm trying to look up what his signature goes for, and we can add that to that, I guess.
Oh, gosh. Am I in?
I always
is he still alive?
About
he's
$10.
Alive, right?
Yes, he is.
Okay. Sorry. I didn't mean to be disrespectful to the fridge. I just can't remember the... I remember there was had a lot of health scares in the last couple of years, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
That's a good promotion. I always appreciate the tongue in cheek, the wink and the nod promotion.
And not all your athletes will do those.
Yeah.
So it's
you get the fridge and maybe an Icky Shuffle. Right. You know, like Icky Woods would do something like that, mm-hmm. like for a Geico commercial. So, Scott,
and
thanks.
When you get to shake his hand, you find out just how big of a man he was.
I love it. I don't know if he's as big as Carlton Fisk in our studio right now. We've got the poster here. Thanks a lot, Scott. Appreciate it.
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
That's a good one. That would be my number two. If I were giving away two pizzas, that would be number two right now, just for the alliteration itself, the refrigerator, Perry refrigerator magnet. 312-981-7200. Let's get back to the text now. I have this is an 847. I have a 45 RPM record of Ed Burns and Connie Stevens singing Kooky Kooky Lend Me Your Comb. First record I ever bought and played on my new Admiral record player, which sucked, but that's another story.
Yeah, the record I'm finding for $3.50.
Great.
The
record. Right.
The player's probably worth quite a bit more if he still has that.
Okay. All right. So let's keep going. I don't know if he does. I have an autographed picture of Son of Svengoolie and a Showbiz Pizza token I got when I met him at an appearance at Showbiz Pizza.
Well, if you know anything about me, I'm a showbiz pizza guy. You know, I'm serious.
You know anything about Greg? You love
I am serious.
Pizza.
I collect all showbiz pizza stuff because...
Was that a local chain or was that everywhere?
I think they were everywhere. And
Connie's got a line in Gold Digger where he says, I got to take all their butts to showbiz.
Yeah, and it, you know, two things quickly. The band for Showbiz Pizza was called Rocker Fire Explosion. And
sure.
And anyone knows me knows I'm a big fan of the band. And it was invented by a guy in California, blah, blah, blah. But nowadays, what's happened is there's a game called Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yes.
Which,
yes,
if you have kids, yeah, you know all about it. And it was the takeoff of the Showbiz, yes, Pizza Band. So,
because they're like all animatronics. Yeah. That are, you go in there and they get locked in and they come alive, yeah, or something like that.
The premise, I guess, is you're the security guard or something at
the
night.
The premise is it's for kids and guy, nobody understands what's happening.
The biz to get in is developing games because that guy's making coin.
Yeah, he's got to be.
$20,000 a week. One of the he's on like the fifth or sixth version of the game, and I heard at one point like the second version of the game he's making like $20,000 a week in downloads.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know. He's been, half of it's coming from my son, I'll tell you that. okay, so what about a showbiz token?
The token's about $3.50. Those are pretty common. The Son of Svengoolie signature, I'm thinking about $15.
But the showbiz pizza token's really the...
Yeah, I mean, and if you look online, really, people are selling like buckets of these tokens, you know, for about, yeah, $200. If you can get like 600 tokens, they're going. But people are buying them.
John, you're on the line. What do you want to brag about, John?
I have this Harry Carey Marquette. What is it? You know, the actual statue, the Harry Carey statue downtown at Wrigley. Mm-hmm. And they have, the artist made these small versions. They're called Marquettes.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
How big is that?
Sitting on my man. It's probably, the statue itself is probably 10 inches. With the base, it's probably 20 inches.
Okay. Wow.
That's cool. That's
it's
a cool.
It's identical.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
So it's got that bronzy look.
I held it tight during the, yeah. Well, yeah, I held it tight during the World Series.
Trying to get you a price.
Wasn't it the best thing, and while he's looking it up here, wasn't the best thing about Harry Carey and the Wrigley experience is that you could walk up those ramps and there was one way that you could get your head in there to go, "Hey, Harry."
Yep.
And he
hey,
would
everybody.
Yeah, and he would respond. Yeah, he would respond, or if, yeah, he was on the air, he wouldn't. But the point being that there was a way that my dad had taught me when I was a kid that you could essentially get his attention from the ramps by yelling, "Hey, Harry."
Well, you know, the weekend games he would broadcast out in center field.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Those are just fun to watch just for that.
It's great, yeah. So what do you got? What do you got on
I'm
that
not thing? Getting any statues. No miniature statues of that.
There
so
you got a priceless one there, bud.
Yep.
All right, thanks, John.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks
thank
for calling.
You. Thanks for the story. 815 says, I have an original Mrs. Beasley doll in its original box. Mrs. Beasley. What's Mrs. Beasley?
Vintage doll from the 50s or 60s, okay. I want to say. It goes for about $325 in the box.
Wow.
So that's pretty good.
Yeah.
But geez, they are kind of readily available, you know.
773 says, four of the five Zords,
mm-hmm,
that make the Omega Megazord,
okay,
from Power Rangers Lightspeed Rescue. I'm missing the blue Zord, which is the arms.
Yeah, and there's so many variations of the Megazord stuffs, but they do get a lot of money. Some can go for, you know, if they're in the box, about $2,500.
Really?
But if they're out of the box, you know, probably a fourth of that. But they're still, you know, I told the story before. I found a metal foot of one of the Megazords. It was a smaller scale one, and just sold the metal foot truck part for $56. Okay. So, I mean,
again, what are we doing here? I don't even know. I feel like I just lost in a sea.
Joe Davis button, $3.50 or whatever.
Not even $1.50.
Yeah. So,
all right. Is it LaVon? LaVon, what do you want to brag about?
Hi, Dustin. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How about you? Did I get the name right, LaVon?
Yeah, you did, LaVon.
Okay.
I was calling because we flew out to Detroit to see the Pistons when Barkley was on and Michael Jordan for the playoffs. And we had box tickets. And Michael Jordan was in the airport on a payphone, and he signed my Palace tickets, and I don't know if they would be worth any money.
Wait, okay, so he was he on a call, and you just walked up to him with the tickets, and he's like,
he was
just
on
so
a
used to it?
Well, it was after the game, and we were flying home that night. We just flew in for the game and flew back. And he was on a payphone, and I just kind of hung around there. And as soon as he got off the phone, I asked him if he would sign my box tickets, and he did.
Did they win that game?
I don't remember. I don't think they did.
So at least he was nice to do it. I mean,
only did like three people. He usually doesn't sign people's autographs.
No, and I wonder, you know, obviously it's a different time that they would walk through the airport. Like, did they still do that? Does LeBron James actually
think they do anymore.
Go to gate K-12?
Sitting on a payphone nowadays, huh?
A payphone.
At the airport. I love it.
Yep, it was in Detroit.
That is a good one.
I tried specifically to find Detroit ticket stubs and cannot do that, so I'm going to go back to...
Well, they're really cool tickets. They're kind of big. They're white with gold on them and stuff. Yeah, I don't even think the Palace is there anymore.
No. They moved on, right?
Yeah.
All right, we'll look it up, LeVon. Yep, thank you for calling. We appreciate it. Thanks for the story.
Okay.
Thank you.
The white vinyl, while you're looking that up, the white vinyl white album from the Beatles called up earlier, that's worth... $300.
Yeah, upwards of 300. Yep.
So there you go. Yep. All right, let's take a break here. We'll come back. Well, LeVon, we'll check into that a little bit. We've still got some other people. Jerry's on the line. We've got Lake Geneva Dan. I loved it. Is that your full name?
Monikers, right?
Or that could be where you're from. I don't know. I don't want to judge. I don't know. Maybe that's a full name. Maybe Dan's his last name. Lake's his first. Geneva's his middle, you know? We'll get to all you guys in just a second. 312-981-7200. Stay with us. It's a swap meet at DuPage Picker for Mr. Greg Flamm. We are evaluating your memorabilia, your collectibles tonight, seeing what they're worth. We're also adding an extra wrinkle, which is what you want to brag about. And if it's the number one thing, you get a pizza from Lou Malnati's. Let's keep going. Lake Geneva, Dan, kick us off. What do you want to brag about, Lake Geneva, Dan?
Thanks, guys. This is Dan in Lake Geneva. Two inbox sets of lawn jarts.
Yeah.
Brand new with sales receipt.
Wow.
83.
That's contraband. That's the, you want to be, you don't put those in your car, get pulled over by the Lake Geneva's finest.
I think I put one through a car hood when I was a kid.
I told my story before. I had Mr. Quarterback that threw a football, and we rigged it to throw his lawn jarts.
And, I don't know why they banned these guys.
You're right. Why? Why? But no, they go upwards of $165, so that's a pretty good deal. I mean, if you have the box, I'm assuming you said you still had the box with the receipt.
Boxes, nice. One brand new, never used.
Yeah. Wow.
Yep. Surprising.
That's black market stuff, man. I like that a lot.
Yeah, I'm surprised eBay still allows those.
Yeah.
Okay, buddy, I'll let you go.
Thanks. You're going to have to go to one of those Lake Geneva bonfires that are up in the mountain. You know what I'm talking about? And like go up there and just kind of show up, and everyone's like, what's this guy doing? And be like, in long jarts, anybody?
Yeah.
You could probably get $200 for him.
Okay, bud.
Yep. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Dan. Bye-bye. All right, there we go. Jerry, what do you want to brag about, Jerry?
Hi, I have a signed Michael Jordan baseball.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that a lot.
Me too. I hope it's worth a few dollars.
Well, I'll bet you it's not. Just basically, because whenever somebody says, I think it's worth something, Greg bursts our bubble with that.
I'm that guy.
But Michael Jordan baseball, is it signed like when he was, where'd you get it?
I bought it, actually I didn't buy it. Somebody bought it for me as a gift a long time ago, and it came from some sports celebrity memorabilia. It's a certificate of authenticity, whatever that means.
Sure. Means it's authentic.
Yeah, they go
certified.
upwards of $900. So.
Wow.
Yeah. So
really?
Not bad. Yep.
There you go. Here's what I would do.
If I sold it, would I get $900? Or?
Not exactly. I mean, the highest one is sold is $900. The lowest has been about $100. So you got a big range there.
And Jerry, what you have to do is before you take it to wherever you're going to get to sell it, you got to go hit a couple off the garage with it. just get it a little scuffed up so it's real.
No, it's in a plastic case.
No, I'm just joking with you. No, don't take it out of there. Go play catch on the side of the house and then go see if you can get what it's worth.
Oh.
All right. Well, good luck with that, Jerry. It sounds like it could be some good money. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. Good night.
Good night. All right, 312-981-7200. Let's go through some of these. We got a Singer sewing machine. 312's got it. It's an old black sewing machine. Looks like it. Wow, man. I don't even know what that... There's no date on
it. Yeah, the year is kind of important on that. I'm trying to find it by looking at it.
Singer Manufacturing Co. I'm trying to... There's a serial number, but I don't think... Okay, we'll move on.
Yep.
I've got four Michael Jordan dolls in the box, starting lineups. Three are in Bulls uniforms, one in his North Carolina uniform. Never opened.
Yeah, no clue on that.
Starting lineups, I don't think that those are worth a lot.
Yeah.
Are they just starting lineups?
Not really. I mean, a lot of them are $10. So
I would just think that.
But if they're still in the box, did they say signed?
Not signed.
Not signed, yeah. I don't know. I'm four, maybe $200, maybe.
815 says, I have Cubs radio that clips to your ear and only plays WGN radio.
Now, that's tugging awesome. At my heartstrings. That's what I look for.
Not worth much, but it's cool and it plays your station.
It is cool, and it's about $10.
The best part about that thing, if it still works, it'll be a Cubs radio, and in just a couple weeks, it'll be White Sox broadcast.
Right. Yep.
It's changed something. That's going to make whoever created that radio's head spin.
Yeah.
Right?
Nice.
All right, we'll keep going here. Let's go to Dylan. Dylan, what do you want to brag about, Dylan?
Hey, guys, I've got two, if I may.
Sure.
Okay.
I've got a signed Chicago Blackhawks hockey puck from the actual game that my mom got when she met Bobby Hull in 1970 on Valentine's Day with his autograph on there.
Wow. Where did they meet at the stadium? Or is this a Valentine's Day date?
Yeah, she did. She did. She had a really good contact who introduced her to Bobby after the game, and he signed it. And I've got that puck.
Wow.
And I've got a second one for you. You ready for this one?
Yeah, I'm ready.
1948 All-Star Baseball with the entire team, but in the center of the ball is Ted Williams' autograph.
What?
Wow.
Where do you have that? Is it in a case kind of thing?
I do. I've got it in a baseball case. It was given to me by a neighbor back in the late 60s.
Wow, that's great. I love that.
That is amazing.
Thank you.
Hockey puck is $25 to $35. There are people asking for a lot more, but realistically, what they're selling for is $25 to
$35.
So.
Okay.
Let me ask you this, though. Yep. It does have the Valentine date on there and everything from that era. And I've got that, like I said, I've got that one encased as well. I mean, wouldn't that carry a little more cachet?
Yeah, it probably would. Yeah, it probably would.
What about the All-Star baseball?
I'm trying to find that. And that's amazing, all those signatures on there. And then,
interesting.
Yeah, Jimmy Pearsall is actually on there. Bus Susie is on there. Does that name ring a bell?
Yeah,
I mean, these are old-time guys, you know? I believe Hank Greenberg might be on there as well. I'm not looking at it right now, but, my favorite signature is, obviously Ted Williams, Teddy
awesome.
Baseball.
All right, we'll look and see what we can find, Dylan. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, you got it. Take
there's
care.
A couple on there. Okay. There's one right now they're asking $1,200 for.
Wow, that's amazing.
And I would think it might be a little bit more, but that's what they're asking.
All right, let's give away this Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is the home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. It's a no-brainer at this point. There was a lot of great stuff tonight, and I think that the incentive of the pizza is good. But we're going to give it to Marty for her Jody Davis pin. And the story that went behind it. Marty wins our inaugural pizza here on the Swap Meet. I like
congrats.
That. Greg Flam at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter. Where are you going to be this week?
I'll be at the Flea up in Wolf's Flea Market, Palatine, Saturday and Sunday, 8 to 4, wolfs.com with two Fs.
All right. We'll see you next week, bud.
Thank you.